Okay, and I'd like to come back to what Major's point about the Apollo 11 representatives that were here at the White House today. Why the intense secrecy around this event? Why not allow television cameras into that?
It's merely a scheduling matter, John. There's a number of things on the president's schedule that was, you know, we've had the trip to the Dutch embassy today. The president's making remarks over in the EEOB with the vice president to talk about job training. And the president needs to get on a plane at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So the president has a very busy schedule, and we weren't able to accommodate television cameras this time.
The last bullet break took 38 seconds.
Understood.
And the president's schedule, couldn't he have been maybe 5 minutes later for the fundraiser out in Seattle? You really couldn't accommodate a few minutes for open coverage of this?
Not this time, John.
Let me ask you, because I find that explanation, frankly, a little hard to believe, given that, you know, this is such a small amount of time to come in and have a little bit of...
Well, I'll just say that in the past that there have been some television journalists who've complained about the small amount of time that was granted to some...
Yeah, I think I've probably been one of those, complaining when it's 38 seconds, maybe it could be a couple of minutes. But,
Understood.
But is it because... some of those Apollo astronauts, including Neil Armstrong, shortly before he died, going to Congress, was very critical of this president for the way he has handled the space program. I mean, the words of Neil Armstrong, who was a very private person, as you know, before Congress, saying that the president's canceling of the Constellation program was lamentably embarrassing and unacceptable. Is that why the president did not want to see television cameras in this photo op?
Absolutely not. The president invited the crew members of Apollo 11 to the White House to honor their contribution to space exploration and to the innovation in the field of science. It's a genuine honor for the president to have him here today, and he's proud about the fact that they chose to come. I will also say that we are proud of the policy that this president has put in place to take our space program to the next level, and we're very optimistic about the future of the American space program.